The Great Boston Fire of 1872 completely destroyed 40 acres in the heart of Boston and almost burned Old South to the ground.
1872, 4 a.m. I am writing this, standing on the corner of Milk and Washington Streets. My own office in the Boston Transcript building is gone, consumed by the fire that started yesterday. Now, sparks from the Transcript threaten one of the city's most noble landmarks, the Old South Meeting House across the street. Rescue by horse-drawn fire engine has been limited severely by the horse flu that is raging in the area. And despite repeated warnings by Fire Chief John Damrell, the city has ignored a pressing water shortage and has neglected its antiquated water pipes and firefighting equipment. Whole buildings are exploding now. Deaths have occurred protecting life and property. Washington Street is a sheet of flame. I fear we're hearing the Old South clock strike its last. A flaming brand has just sailed across from the Transcript building and has lodged itself in the belfry. Smoke is pouring from the steeple. All seems lost now as we... Wait, an engine, a self-propelled engine. It appears to be Kearsarge number 3 from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Kearsarge number 3 is coming to the rescue of Old South. The steam is up, the hoses are ready. I've never seen the likes of it. The hoses are aiming a glorious stream of water through the morning sun. Up onto the belfry. Kearsarge number 3 has done it. Old South is saved.
Old South was saved from the fire, but with its congregation moved to a new church, the meeting house fell into disrepair.